welcome to Bliss Off with Renee. Bliss Off. Bliss Off with Renee. It is Friday, and I don't know where you are, but up here in Wisconsin, it is raining, and it is wonderful. There is no better feeling than the pitter-patter of rain on the roof of my tiny home. It is dreamy. Along with the wind that's rocking my house. Love it. Love it. The only thing that's missing is my one grandchild who is overseas exploring new adventures. And her voice in my house saying, Grandma, I love it when it rains. So I woke up to that visceral feeling and memory. Oh, I will have that forever. That's one of those visceral feelings I wish to keep forever. Some of the other ones can go bye-bye. As promised, we will be walking into a meditation today called Return to Wholeness. And in the return to wholeness, we reconnect. If you remember last week during the Rings of Light, I spoke about remembering. Remember your Rings of Light. This is similar, that you remember your wholeness and your bridge from your original light being into the wholeness of life. It takes but a moment to see where this meditation could inflict wholeness rather than reaction to what we are witnessing in the world. We either believe in attack or we believe in our part of the wholeness. And when we are in the part of wholeness, then we are living from that place. We are living from the place from behind our heart. And when we are in the space behind our heart, it is not possible for us to do grave injury. We could not make our bodies move in that direction because it is not our nature. Nature can be broken. We break nature on earth all the time. We break the nature of our innocence all the time. We hurt each other innocently, ignorantly, woundedly, and gravely, all the time. Our individual job here on earth, and we got to that in the on purpose with your, our job here on earth is to be love. To be comfortable receiving love. I laid here this morning and argued and lost 12 times. I argued and lost the point of comfort to receive. And then I, within moments, seconds, my mind would go right back to the drama story, right back to the victim perspective, right back to imagining being a villain in a moment where I can take my power back. Well, nobody is keeping my power but me in check. Nobody is keeping my power in check but me. And I'm constantly failing. constantly failing. This return to wholeness is a practice. Us in the middle of ourselves. So that when our rings of light are activated, we are pausing in that pause space. If you want more of what I'm speaking to in the pause, in the rings of light, go back to Friday's episode or go to my website at reneebeasy.com and you will go into the quick fix library. Actually, my website is up. It wasn't up. It was glitching and it was saying that it was not secure. We're safe now together. You can go to my website and see my lovely face and check out my services. Go to the Quick Fix Library, and when you click on the search bar, you put in wholeness, or you can put in return to wholeness, and you will find this same meditation that I'm going to play for you right now. It might come through a little bit more clear if you go to the website, because sometimes running a recording through multiple places can get a little fuzzy. So if it feels like the meditation here is hard to hear or difficult to understand, you can go to the website and get the wholeness meditation there. It's the same one. So I'm going to play the meditation for you here, and then I'm going to end the session for today between you and I. I want you to be in it. I would invite you to experience it and to just be in it. So we don't need to discuss it. If you feel like you want to discuss it further, come on back in on Monday when we have a topic and we can discuss the return to wholeness or the rings of light meditation if you have questions, concerns, or curiosities about it. Then, so again, this is one of those places where you can rest. One of those places where you can hang out. Remember how you got here in the first place, right, sweetie? Remember that. So without further ado, I'm going to play the meditation. So snuggle in. You don't need a pad of paper for this one. I would just relax, receive, and remember. And here it is.
So close your eyes and sit back, relax. And I want you to bring your breath attention to your belly. Bring your breath attention to your belly. And now bring that breath attention a little bit lower in your belly, right in front of your sacrum, in the middle of your hips. Just notice that place. And And breathe easy in that place. Swim around in that place. Let all of your energy gather in that place, in that birthing place in your belly, that creation space in your belly, that place where you were created. Allow yourself to be comfortable there. In the first 19 days of your life here on Earth, the universe placed water behind you. The universe placed water in front of you. Life held you in water, held independently of anything else. You were not even connected to your birth mother. The essence of life, eternal love from the universe surrounded you. Eternal love is you. This place here in your belly is the place of life wholeness. This is you in your wholeness, and this is you a part of the big wholeness of life. I am whole. I am a part of the big wholeness of life. Breathe into the essence of that wholeness, that place of safety. Life consciousness. Life knowing. Your knowing. The big wholeness of life. In this place, before your connectedness with the world, this little tiny you that hasn't even connected with your mother yet is creating a midline, a central channel of your wholeness that connects you to the wholeness of life. And with every breath in this moment, you remember your wholeness of life. This is the place of creation. This is the place we return to remember who we are. This is the place we connect to show us another way, to help us see this more clearly. This place of wholeness before we were connected to the physical earth is our knowing place. We've only forgotten for a moment that this is where our truth is. Return to wholeness now and remember that this place is life. It is alive and it is always available to you. Return to wholeness. And when you feel like you are ready, I want you to step gently into that moment when your umbilical cord began to grow, connected to your Earth Mother, gently, gently stepping into the essence of being connected with the earthly world. With the beauty of life growing umbilical cord from your belly to your Earth Mother's belly. Feeling that gentle introduction into the Earth experience. And as you create that umbilical cord, bring with you, I am whole. I am a part of the big wholeness of life. I am whole. I am a part of the big wholeness of life. Life comes in. Life moves through me. I am safe. I am whole. Breathe in that integration in your emotion, your consciousness, your physical body, your light body, all parts of the whole. Where you are held in the front and held in the back, suspended independently of any other earthly essence. You can return here to the wholeness of you, the part of the big wholeness of life. And gently and slowly bring yourself forward in time in that wholeness of life to this moment. Continue to bring yourself forward to this day, to this moment. And gently and slowly, when you feel like you can move your body and open your eyes, breathe from that wholeness. Breathe from that remembering. And breathe from your peace of God. I am whole. I am a part of the big wholeness of life.
And I leave you with that. Goodbye for now.